Chapter 4. Driving Incidents. The traffic laws related to right-of-way and speed are designed specifically to prevent collisions. Being aware that some drivers do not keep these laws, and driving alert to the possibility that other drivers may not always do the right thing, is an important strategy for driving safely. If you are going to be able to do everything reasonably possible to prevent collisions as you encounter hazards when you drive, you need to be aware of how some of the most common collisions happen and how to avoid them. Understanding how collisions involving two vehicles happen and how to prevent them is important for all of us. This type of collision causes far too many fatalities, injuries, and too much property damage. Here are some more types of collisions involving other moving things. Now here's a frightening one. Hitting your tire sideways on a sidewalk curb, sliding sideways into a ditch, or entering a curve on a gravel road at too high a speed are all ways you can end up rolling your vehicle. Your risk of collision on gravel roads is significantly higher than on paved roads because you need about twice as much space to stop. Any gravel on the pavement where the two surfaces meet can also mean a loss of traction, and the potential for losing control by hitting potholes in the gravel where the pavement ends is increased as well. The two main causes of skidding are a combination of turning while driving too fast and turning while braking too quickly. You can recover from a front-wheel skid or a rear-wheel skid. However, an all-wheel skid is extremely dangerous because it means you have lost traction on all your wheels and simply cannot brake or steer effectively. Collisions are always a risk when you drive, so knowing how to do everything possible to avoid them is a key to driving safely. Can you match each collision type with an appropriate prevention strategy? Good work! You have just completed Chapter 4 of Worksite Safety Compliance Center's Driver Safety E-Learning.